This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Albuquerque's working classroom, supporting new and diverse voices and visions in the arts, celebrates its 25th anniversary with a special production this month, a contemporary retelling of the 17th century Spanish theatrical allegory, Life is a Dream. Dreamlandia opens this weekend in Working Classroom's Youth Arts Center in Bareilles. With us is the show's director, Working Classroom's artistic director, Monica Sanchez. Monica, it's great to meet you.
I'm happy to be here, Spencer. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Congratulations on being named artistic director. It's wonderful.
Thank you. It is wonderful. I absolutely agree.
And you have quite a history with Working Classroom.
This is Working Classroom's 25th anniversary, and I was there at the very beginning. I was the founding theater director in 1988 when we operated out of the old South Broadway Cultural Center, and in the very back they had a room where we did writing workshops, and between the stacks of library books I conducted theater workshops. And I was there for 2-3 years until I left New Mexico in 1990. That gave me a tremendous foundation to venture out into the world. And at that point, I left to Northern California, where I spent the year of 1990 at El Teatro Campesino, Luis Valdez's Chicano theater company that was born on the grape strike lines in Delano along with Cesar Chavez in the late 60s. From there, I parlayed to San Francisco, where I would spend the rest of the 1990s. And along the way, I met and became a long-term collaborator with a wonderful playwright named Octavio Solis, who is the playwright of Dreamlandia. So it's a wonderful opportunity to tie my work, my time in California, my origins here in Albuquerque, and to reestablish myself with some of the new, to me, new blood in the community.
That's great. Let's talk a little bit about Dreamlandia. The issues that this play deals with are very much in keeping with Working Classroom's mission as a theater-producing organization.
Absolutely. Our 25th anniversary year, we're trying to create programming that has to do with the issues around immigration. So this play exists on many levels. At its most pedestrian, the events of the play are rooted in the circumstances, like NAFTA, the women who have disappeared in Juarez, the economy, border politics in general. But the beauty of a play like this and the work of Octavio Solis and the work that I'm interested in doing as a theater artist is work that's not realistic, naturalism. Let television and film, they do that so much better than theater can ever do. We're interested in exploiting what does the theater bring that television, theater, other mediums cannot touch. And a big part of it has to do with elements like imagery, like some would call this play magical realism. Of course, I think as Garcia Marquez said, my work is not magical realism. If you've ever been to Colombia, you know this is hyperrealism. But this play is not linear. It's filled with a lot of contradictions. There's a lot of ambiguities between dream time or ghost time. And it very much gives us the opportunity to exploit imagery and sound and gesture and the actor's physicality. Are we dreaming or are we awake? And we can talk about that at a very existential, philosophical level, or we could talk about it at a political level. And since Working Classroom began the theater, we've always strived towards that kind of a sensibility or aesthetic, combining our political sensibility with other forms to break out of the theater.
Terrific. Monica Sanchez is the artistic director of Albuquerque's Working Classroom, which celebrates its 25th anniversary with Dreamlandia by Octavio Solis. Performances begin Saturday night and continue through August 25th in the Working Classroom's theater, which is located at 423 Atlantic Southwest in the Bareilles neighborhood. For tickets, go to workingclassroom.org. Monica, thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure, Spencer. Have a great day.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.